From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Over the past 3 months, the American Civil Liberties Union has been releasing reams of documents regarding the treatment of prisoners in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The latest stack of papers reveals interrogation tactics the ACLU regards as inhumane. The document's release is the result of Freedom of Information Act requests and ultimately an ACLU lawsuit. Some 10,000 pages have been released so far by court order. The ACLU continues to negotiate with government agencies over the release of other documents. Jamil Jaffer is an ACLU lawyer working on the case. He says the latest group of records came in from the FBI and includes memos describing prisoner interrogations conducted by the military.
There's one, for example, that describes DOD, Defense Department, interrogators in Guantanamo using strobe lights and loud music. There's another one in which Defense Department interrogators wrapped an Israeli flag around the detainee and bombarded the detainee with loud music and strobe lights. There's another FBI email that describes detainees in Guantanamo being chained to the floor in fetal position with no chair, no food, or no water, and then left there. And now I'll just quote from the memo. It says, most times they had urinated or defecated on themselves and had been left there for 18 to 24 hours or more. So some of this stuff is extremely graphic and very disturbing.
Since you don't know how many memos were written, how many emails were sent, how many files live in drawers somewhere, how do you know that you actually have all the information?
Well, we don't. We know that we don't have all the information. I mean, just to give you some examples, we got a memo yesterday, we released the memo yesterday, we got it last week, that refers several times to a presidential executive order that said to have authorized numerous aggressive interrogation techniques. And some of these techniques we knew had been authorized by the Defense Department before, but this is the first we had heard of a presidential executive order that authorizes, for example, sleep deprivation and the use of dogs against detainees. And we have asked the government to tell us whether this executive order actually exists, if it does exist, to disclose the order. Then we also have another email, again, an FBI email, that says that the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz, approved some of the procedures, some of the methods, interrogation methods. So that's obviously something we'd like to know more about as well.
What is the larger objective here?
Well, I think that from the outset, the Defense Department and the White House have insisted that the kinds of abuses that we saw occurring at Abu Ghraib, for example, were isolated incidents and they were aberrational and they were the responsibility of individual soldiers. I think that the information that we are now getting provides pretty good evidence that that's not true, that some of the policies that were problematic were just that. They were policies. They were adopted by high-level government officials. At a minimum, high-level government officials knew about what was going on and did nothing to stop it. So I think what we would like to see happen now is accountability at higher levels.
I'm trying to make sure that I understand this, though. By putting the information out there, are you trying to disseminate information in the hope that the press will pick this up and that there will be some pressure placed on the military and on the current administration? Or are you looking at legal action, at the ACLU itself taking legal action against the government?
Well, I think that part of the intent of this FOIA request was to try to find out what information was out there and see whether legal action made sense. That's still something that we are considering, and I imagine other organizations and individuals are considering as well. But even if there's no civil action against the government, we would hope that this kind of information at least pressures the government to provide a better explanation for how these abuses were allowed to occur.
What are you expecting next?
Well, there are apparently some more investigative files related to particular incidents of abuse that we're going to get from the Army. We expect those either at the end of this month or the end of next month. The entire process is supposed to be complete by the end of January, and at that point, we'll have the option of litigating withholdings that the government has made. So, for example, if the Defense Department has withheld documents on the grounds that they say they're related to a law enforcement investigation, we might think about the possibility of challenging that exemption if we doubt the explanation for the withholding. That all takes place beginning at the end of January.
Jamil Jaffer, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Jamil Jaffer is a staff attorney at the ACLU, and we should note that White House spokesman Scott McClellan said today in a press briefing that there is no executive order relating to interrogation techniques.